Welcome dear listeners to the episodes of Udyoga Parva of Mahabharata. Last episode we heard about Arjuna and Duryodhana at Dwaraka. Today we start from peace efforts. When Drupada's priest arrived in Hastinapura, he was welcomed by Dhritarashtra, Drona and Bhishma. The priest of Drupada explained the purpose of his visit. He said, "O king, it is not for me to discuss the common lineage of the Kauravas and the Pandavas. I only suggest that the kingdom be equally divided between the Kauravas and the Pandavas. Dharma demands the return of what has been taken. An agreement must be honored." Having heard him, Bhishma said, "We are happy that the Pandavas seek peace with the Kauravas. You are narrating the truth and you have stated the case well." While Bhishma was speaking, Karna angrily interrupted, "O Brahmin, what you say is known to everyone. There is no point in repeating the same thing. If the Pandavas think they can pressurize Duryodhana into giving up half the kingdom, they are mistaken. Since they were detected before the stipulated time, they must once again go back to the forest." "Tall talk," said Bhishma. "Remember, Arjuna had vanquished the 6 Kaurava heroes in Virata's kingdom. If we do not listen to this Brahmana's plea, most certainly we will be killed by Arjuna." Dhritarashtra endorsed Bhishma's words and condemned Karna. He said to the Brahmin, "Go back to the Pandavas and tell them I shall think over this and decide what is best for all concerned. I shall send my response through Sanjaya." Accordingly, the Brahmin returned. Then Dhritarashtra called Sanjaya aside and instructed him thus, "Sanjaya, go to the sons of Pandu and convey to them my affectionate regards. Enquire about their welfare. They have always been good and obedient. Naturally, they will like us. See that no hostile or warlike word escapes your lips. Use your discretion and be specially gentle to Krishna. They will do nothing unless he approves of it." Sanjaya as peace messenger. Thus instructed by Dhritarashtra, Sanjaya went to Upaplavya where the Pandavas were camping. Sanjaya saluted Yudhishthira and said, "Dhritarashtra inquires about the health of all of you." Yudhishthira said, "O Sanjaya, we are delighted to meet you after a long time. I bring a message from King Dhritarashtra," said Sanjaya, "and I would request you to listen to it carefully. He praises your righteousness and humility. He says you always know what is the right thing to be done. He knows that you consider an evil act to be a blot on the family honor, like a speck of dirt on a white sheet. On his behalf, I prostrate myself before Krishna and Drupada. I beg that you act in a way that will bring prosperity to the family." Yudhishthira said, "It is very strange. What have I said that makes you believe that I desire war? Who does not know the dangers of war? You know the whole story of our relations with Duryodhana and others. We are still the same Pandavas. Friendship is still our hope. But Indraprastha must be returned to us." "Why do you insist on this?" asked Sanjaya. "I consider living as a beggar is better than attaining the kingdom by means of war. Anger is a vicious drug. It goes to the head and leads to ruin. Is not patience better?" Yudhishthira said, "Indeed, but you should understand who is right and who is wrong. Here is Krishna. he decides the welfare of both the parties. Let him say, if I am wrong, I shall act according to his advice. Krishna said, O Sanjaya, I wish happiness and prosperity for both the Kauravas and the Pandavas. Can you deny that Duryodhana wants the entire kingdom for himself? Do not think, Sanjaya, that you know more about what is right and wrong than I or Yudhishthira. When the lustful Dushasana dragged Draupadi into the assembly hall, none of the Kurus except Vidura uttered a word in protest. Duryodhana and his group resembles a big tree full of malice, Karna the trunk, Shakuni a branch. Dushasana represents its numerous fruits and flowers, with King Dhritarashtra forming the root. Whereas Yudhishthira is a big tree full of virtue, Arjuna the trunk and Bhimasena its branch. Nakula and Sahadeva represent the fruits and flowers, with myself, the Supreme Being, and Brahman, the roots. I shall go there in person and speak to them words of wisdom based on the principles of virtue and humility. I hope they will treat me with respect and listen to me. Otherwise, Bhima and Arjuna will reply fittingly. Yudhishthira said to Sanjaya, Sanjaya, go in peace and on my behalf, tell Duryodhana to give me back my kingdom or prepare for war. Please pay my respects to Dhritarashtra and make kind inquiries of his health on my behalf and tell him this from me. Was it not through your generosity that we obtained a share of the kingdom when we were young? I hope you who made me a king once will not now deny us our share and force us to lead a beggar's life, living on the charity of others. Convey my love and regards to Bhishma, Drona, Vidura and others. Duryodhana is adamant on war. Sanjaya took leave of them all and left for Hastinapura. On reaching the palace, Sanjaya went to Dhritarashtra and said, O King, Yudhishthira is well. He sends his respects to you all. By depriving him of his kingdom, you will be bringing about the destruction of your race. You, being influenced by your headstrong son, regarded success as certain and did not prevent the game of dice. Now you will face its consequences. After a long journey, I am too tired today. Please permit me to rest. Tomorrow in the assembly, I shall convey the message of the Pandavas. After Sanjaya left, Dhritarashtra could not get a wink of sleep that night due to anxiety. He sent for Vidura and spent the whole night talking to him. Vidura said, You say you don't get sleep? Sleep deserts a thief, a defeated man, a weakling, a lustful man, and a person who has lost his wealth having been attacked by a brave enemy. I trust none of these is applicable in your case. Have you coveted others' wealth? Next morning, the assembly was full. Everyone was eager to hear Sanjaya. Dhritarashtra said, I command you, Sanjaya, to tell us exactly the message you have been given. Sanjaya got up from his seat and said, Let Duryodhana listen to Arjuna's message. Arjuna has said, If Duryodhana does not surrender the kingdom, he will reap the consequences of his refusal. Krishna and I are going to destroy Duryodhana and his followers, root and all. After hearing the words of Sanjaya, the Venerable Bhishma spoke to Duryodhana. He said, My dear Duryodhana, you do not know the strength of Arjuna and Krishna. The sages say that they are Nara and Narayana. They are invincible. Give up your foolish thought of war with them. You are depending on three persons who advise you wrongly. They are the evil-minded Shakuni, the sinful Dushasana, and Karna, who has been cursed by Bhargava. These words of Bhishma did not please Duryodhana. Drona also spoke like Bhishma. What Bhishma says is correct. Peace with the Pandavas seems to be the best option. Dhritarashtra asked Sanjaya to tell them more about the strength of the Pandavas. Sanjaya narrated it graphically. Dhritarashtra was frightened. He said, "When I listen to you, my heart trembles with fear for the lives of my sons. Bhima alone will destroy all my sons. I fear him as a deer fears a lion. I doubt whether I shall have any prosperity in the future. I foresee clearly the destruction of the Kauravas. The great calamity facing the Kauravas, beginning with the game of dice, now stands out clearly. Duryodhana, desiring riches, performed that wicked act. It is all my fate. I shall be helpless when I hear that my 100 sons have been killed, and at that time I shall have to hear the loud wailing of women. Arjuna knows nothing but victory. Three forces have come together, I hear. They are Krishna, Arjuna and his Gandiva. I consider it will be wise on our part not to fight with them. If we wage war, the destruction of the Kauravas is certain. So let us try for peace. Yudhishthira is a good man. We can deal personally with him." Duryodhana, who had been listening to all this, got up and said, "Father, you need not be afraid of anybody. We know how strong we are. That we shall win is certain. Yudhishthira knows it too well. Giving up all hope of getting back the kingdom, he begs now for only 5 villages. Is it not clear from this that he is already frightened?" Then Dhritarashtra wanted to know the strength of the Pandavas' army and the names of the kings who were supporting them. Sanjaya again narrated the size of the army, as also the names of the great heroic kings who had already assembled in the city of Upaplavya. Hearing the description from Sanjaya, Dhritarashtra once again got frightened. He said, "I visualize in my mind's eye that all my foolish sons have ceased to exist already, and along with Duryodhana, the foolish kings who are supporting him have also been destroyed. I see death itself entering the bow Gandiva in order to destroy us. Disregarding my advice, Duryodhana desires to fight with those who are endowed with the power of righteousness and superhuman strength." Duryodhana lost his temper and said, "My dear father, please do not lose confidence. Both sides are of the same race and both live on the same earth. Why then do you regard them to be superior?" Dhritarashtra was not impressed. He knew that what had been said by Sanjaya was true. So he said, "War is utterly detestable and dangerous. Half the kingdom is more than sufficient for you. Return the other half to the Pandavas. I know you will not normally behave thus." Bhishma, Drona and Sanjaya also feel that war should be avoided. Let us avoid war. Duryodhana got quite wild and said, "Let nobody imagine that I am in need of anybody's half-hearted support. Bhishma and others can keep away if they so desire. Karna, Dushasana and I alone will face the Pandavas. Either I shall rule this earth after killing the Pandavas, or they will enjoy sovereignty over this earth after killing me. I can sacrifice my life, my kingdom, my wealth, indeed everything, but I shall not make peace with them. The Pandavas will not receive even a bit of land. That is certain. I am determined to fight it now." Bhishma repeatedly advised Duryodhana to make peace with the Pandavas, but this good advice was not heeded by Duryodhana or his friends. they got up abruptly and walked away. In the excitement that prevailed, the court broke up. The hall was empty except for Dhritarashtra and his charioteer. Dhritarashtra sat there sorrowing.